Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Podcast. This is Todd Trantham, and I'm going to be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking to Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent, about the academic performance for last school year, for the 16-17 school year. Mm-hmm. It takes us a little while to get that data in, and that data has come in the last few weeks, and we've been crunching numbers, and so now we're ready to talk about it just a little bit. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you for hosting today and having me on. It's always a pleasure to answer questions rather than ask them.
That's right. Dr. Nolte, we're just going to jump right in because this has the potential to be a pretty long podcast. Mm-hmm. So how did we do this year?
Well, we did well. Our general mantra is, you know, we're pleased but maybe not satisfied. We use our test scores to really dig in and try to get better every year, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But we, as most people from Haywood County have known, we've gone over the last 12 or 13 years from about 40th, and then when the state gave us really hard numbers that they calculated consistently for every school and every district in the state, about 12, 13 2012-2013, we had moved to 17th, and then we were 15th for a little while, and then 11th last year, and we were 11th in 15-16, and we remained at 11th out of 115 districts in 16-17. So we feel pretty good about that, and that's all the scores, you know, from the elementary school through high school and all the tests and graduation measures, all that stuff.
So, Dr. Nolte, let's talk for just a minute about how we find this information. How did we get the information that led us to figure out that we were 11th in the state?
Well, it's all online, and I encourage people to go there. You can go to the Department of Public Instruction, North Carolina Department of Public Instruction website. That's, you know, ncpublicschools.org, accountability and reporting. And you can do some searching on that site, too. And you can find it. And that was very beneficial. It's massive data, lots of big spreadsheets. And there were some reporters, and Teresa Cook, who's our accountability person, who helped me find some mistakes I was making when I began doing some early reporting because I transposed two numbers. You know, mm-hmm. I put one in the wrong block, or I looked at a number of that we had calculated earlier, but not one this final state number. So I'd encourage people to go there. And, of course, we'll always post and put on our website and send to the news media stuff. But I do encourage people to look themselves.
So, Dr. Nolte, now that we kind of know and have an idea of how we did big picture, let's zoom in just a little bit and talk about our individual schools and how they did as far as the academic performance in 16-17.
Well, we did really, really well. There are two kinds of measures. One is a performance composite, which is basically the students who pass the assessment, pretty rigorous state assessments now. That they got a lot more rigorous 4 or 5 years ago. And then there's a growth measure, which is basically how far did students move from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Even in third grade, we do a pre-post kind of test. And so Bethel Elementary, still one of the higher performing schools in the state, out of well over 800 elementary schools, sort of a top 10% performing school. They met growth. Clyde Elementary was right there with them. Both of them had composites in the 70s. And you can see all these numbers, you know, if you just go online and to our website or look at some of the media people. Clyde exceeded growth. They moved their students a long way. Hazelwood moved a long way. Jonathan Valley was actually our second highest performing elementary school, way up there in the state ratings, met growth. Junaluska's composite and Jonathan Valley's composite was 0.7 point difference. So two real high-flying schools, they met growth. Meadowbrook, like a top 25% school in that range, they met growth. North Canton had three really good years in a row, but this last year they didn't move their students as far as they should have. They did not meet expected growth, but they still had a pretty high composite, just under that 70 number that some of the top tier schools had. And then River Bend, still very high performing. They were first out of all the K-5 and pre-K-5 Title I schools in the state 2 years running. And when we crunched the data this year, they were third. So, I mean, that's a pretty good record. Very high performing. Our middle schools did a great job. Bethel Middle, which was our highest, went down just a couple tenths. All three middle schools met growth. Canton Middle saw good increases. And Waynesville Middle had a large, like a 6 or 7 point increase in their performance composite. Central Haywood, our alternative school, did well. They had a low composite, but those are essentially students that we're trying to prevent from dropping out. They had good work key scores. Haywood Early College had a performance composite in the 90s, very high scores there. Pisgah and Tuscola did well. Pisgah's composite was a little higher than Tuscola's, but they all did well.
So one of the things that the state had began doing several years ago is issuing letter grades that go along with these numbers we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about these letter grades and how they get these letter grades?
Well, they get them basically with a bell-shaped curve. So statistically across the state, there are as many A schools as there are F schools, B schools as there are D schools, and then there are a bunch of C's in the middle. So one of the things we're very proud of, they've given us these numbers 3 years now, and we've never had a D or a F school, which is pretty profound. And there are, you know, like I said, as many F's in the state as there are A's, and as many D's as there are B's. And so we did really, really well. About 7% of all the schools in the state had an A. Among charter schools, it was 9.8, almost 10, but a little over 14% of our schools had an A. So, you know, we're very proud of that. About 28% of all schools in the state had a B, about a third of the charters, and half of our schools were B schools. And then, you know, about 41% of the schools in the state were C, and about 30% of public charters were a C, and then about a little over a third of our schools were C's. And then here's where we really shine. 18% of all schools had a D, and about 17% of charters were D's. We didn't have any of those. And then about 4% of public schools were F's. About 8% of public charters were F's, and of course we didn't have any F's. So we don't always like that measure, but we do well there comparatively to other,
sure,
to other publics, just in general, traditional public schools or public charters.
So, Dr. Nolte, we have looked at this data now for a couple of weeks. What trends are we seeing that might be able to help us improve as we go forward?
Yeah, we did a gap analysis starting about, oh my goodness, 5 years ago, mm-hmm, or so. And I think, Mr. Trentham, you actually gave me that name for that thing I had in front of me that was working on. So thank you. So I would encourage people to look at our October school board meeting information. We'll share a lot of these details there, more than we can share in a short podcast. We saw two trends. One that is a little bit of a concern that we'll work on. Our fifth grade reading scores are down just a little. Now, you heard me talk about how well the elementary schools perform, so the overall performance is still really, really high, but we've got to figure out what's going on there. And then the other trend, which was just, you know, almost made you tingle and feel good, was our secondary schools, middle schools and high schools, made really good increases, really sound increases. I think the only one that didn't have an increase in the performance composite was Bethel Middle, and they were way up there already and had been for several years. But everybody else had good performance composite increases. Certainly we want to work on those. So those are the trends. We'll dig in and try to do even better next year if we can.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being on the show today and talking about academic performance. Like you said earlier, we are pleased with our performance, but not quite satisfied with our performance. Listeners, thank you for being with us as well. Have a safe and great day.